I just guided you to awaken an energy body system that is in higher vibration than the chakras. It resides on a higher vibration in the chakras. It's closer to it's your light body, your soul body. It's closer connection to the spirit, where the chakras are closer to connection to your physical body. As you learn to awaken and activate these energy body centers in this cocoon, you begin to walk around in this cocoon of light that is made up of your spiritual essence, your spiritual signature. And as you work with this and build the strength of this cocoon, it's like you become a turtle and you have your own home frequency around you all the time. So that no matter where you go, no matter what crowd you're with, no matter who you're with, or what energy you're encountering, you have this base of home energy that's feeding you, that you can come back to, awaken and activate whenever you need to, so that you can be the light worker, the star seed, holding and anchoring the light and the love that you came here to be. We call for a temple of love, light, healing, truth, and protection to anchor in and around this sacred space. We call upon the seven archangels of the earth, Archangel Michael, Zadkiel, Uriel, Gabriel, Raphael, Jophiel, Camuel, and Gabriel to open the spiritual portal within this sacred space. We call upon Mother Gaia to open the earth portal beneath us. We call for each person's guides, masters, angels, earth councils, galactic teams of light, to be with them here now, to open and activate a chamber of light and ascension around them in this now moment. As we ask for our individual teams to begin to work on each person energetically, delivering the energetic upgrades, clearing and releasing energies that are no longer needed. We ask this to be done for the highest good and divine order for each person's being while we conduct this class today. We call upon the Galactic Federation of Light to be here with us, to guide us, and to deliver that which is meant to be delivered into this space for this unique group of people that have gathered here today. And as we move into this space, we wish to speak to you about your multidimensional self, your multidimensional being, your soul, your spirit, and how your soul and your spirit is so much bigger, so much vaster, so much more expansive than your physical body. That your physical body and your personality self is merely one lens of perception, one lens of awareness for your soul and your spirit to have an experience, an energetic experience of the physical realm of Earth. At the same time, your soul and spirit has many different branches, many different sensory perceptions, and multiple bodies of light. One of the bodies of your higher self is standing before you now. The stream of your starseed self, your higher self. Each one is different and unique from a different star system. Whatever one is closest to you now is coming forward. And this higher self of yours is beginning to work on opening your third eye. It's beginning to very, very gently dissolve some of the veils of perception over your third eye that keep you confined to a limited belief of yourself. If you give permission for this, they will begin to activate and clear. We invite you to just internally say yes and allow them to do this work on the third eye, to open the veil, clear the veil of illusion of separateness, your separate self, your small self. We invite you to take some long, deep breaths in. Exhaling and just relaxing as best you can, allowing the relaxation to fall over you, to wash over you. Activating that fountain again. Rinari. Rinari. And we're going to speak now from the Galactic Federation. For many thousands of years, this planet has been in a state of quarantine. In a state of limitation in regards to what the people of this world were allowed to access. There have been few upon the planet that were able to reach beyond and dissolve beyond the veils, to reach beyond the veils and go higher, to receive information, energies, inspiration from the higher realms, from the higher communities of light. This quarantine is being slowly lifted from the planet. And there is a worldwide invitation for growth, for awakening, for expansion beyond the limited perception of your human nature. This group is one small microcosm of people around the planet who are courageously stepping forward to be among the first to dissolve this barrier between the Earth plane and the galactic realms of light. We say to you that this is and always has been an internal journey, an internal transformation. As each person awakens to their higher self, their higher potential, and their multidimensional nature, you forge the path for those who come behind you, and you make it easier for others to spontaneously awaken within your presence and due to the frequency and the light work that you have contributed into the pool of mass consciousness. Today is an introduction, beloveds, an introduction to your multidimensional nature and to that which lays beyond, encouraging you to open further, delve deeper, dedicate more time to the reshaping of your consciousness to include more freedom, more grace, more conscious co-creatorship in your life. This is not a journey for the weak-hearted or those that are afraid. This is a journey for those who have strength, for those who have courage, and for those who cannot deny the pull of their own heart's calling. For there is a seed awakening within each of your hearts that is compulsing you to grow towards the sun, towards the light, towards that greater expansion, towards that higher potential of your being. You have tried to ignore it before. You have tried to suppress it before. It never worked. We come together today, inviting you to gather so that you know that you are not alone. For those who have gathered here together in this room are among your tribe, and your tribe is growing, beloveds. The starseeds are awakening. Take a deep breath in. Feel the love that's being held for you. The appreciation that is held for you. For you do not yet know who you are. But we do. We know who you are. And so we will enlighten you a little bit about the story of the earth. The earth, we say, has been in quarantine for the people of the earth have been in a state of scarcity, survival, violence, ignorance, and separation for a very, 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 very long time. There has been a blanket of power and control over the earth, manipulating the human consciousness to stay in a state of separation for a very, 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 very long time. There are other galaxies, other star systems, other planets, other dimensions of light and community where the beings know their interconnectedness with other beings. And their interconnectedness with this planet Earth. And just as each of you look out upon the world that you live in and feel the suffering and desire to change it because it hurts your hearts, so too the beings of light, the Galactic Federation, the Family of Light, looks upon the planet Earth and sees the suffering of the people and feels it deeply in their hearts. But there are universal laws in place, beloved, that would prevent us from acting directly to educate, to enlighten. There is a law of interference, and if it is broken, there is a law of karma. And those among the teams of light would not interfere, for they do not wish to suffer the karma. But there is a small loophole, we say, that was found. And the loophole that exists goes like this. We can, as a Family of Light, as a Galactic Federation, as those that have this higher vibration and higher knowing and systems in place of how to govern in community for the benefit of all, we can embody upon the planet Earth. If we come to the Earth and inhabit the human body, then and only then do we have a right to affect human consciousness, mass consciousness, being sure and confident in our abilities to hold our light, to hold our love, to hold our compassion. Each of you has chosen to come into the darkness, into the suffering, into the realm of duality and karma for the purpose of affecting change. Many of the star seeds have gotten lost, have forgotten where they came from, and who they are. It is through the power and the strength of some of those who came before you that has made it easier for you to awaken, to remember, to follow your heart's calling into this space where a group like this is possible. And for this, we commend you. But we extend out to you an invitation now. For many of you have forged your way. The journey is ongoing. The learning is ongoing. Many of you have come to dissolve family karma, family conflict, genetic inheritance that would keep you and your family and your generations beyond you enslaved to old ways that do not serve. Many of you have already dissolved and broken and transmuted, we should say, some of this karma of your families by choosing a different path, by choosing to forgive, by choosing to grow, by choosing not to perpetuate these same behaviors upon the generations that come after you. You have already done so much work. And for this we commend you. For this we support you. And we desire to support you further. To further expand, to further know who you are, to further anchor your light, to further anchor your love. To discover your mastery so that you may stand strong in the light, in the love, in the midst of chaos and conflict. So many of our dear brothers and sisters feel the energetic and emotional waves of those around them, and it cripples them, and they must run, and they must hide, and they must get away from the negative. And this is because the education has not been available to them on how to stand in these waves and hold strong their core frequency. When you train yourself, when you build your strength, you become like the acupuncture needle, bridging heaven, bridging earth, and being the delivery system of the medicine that dissolves and transmutes and awakens. Take another long, deep breath in. Become aware of yourself now as that acupuncture needle. Feel your energy go all the way down into the center of the earth. Connect in, ground, into the heart of Mother Earth. Feel the earth energy rush up like a fountain through this cord to meet you, Breathe this earth energy, this heart energy of the earth into your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart. Breathe it into your heart now. Expand it out all around you. If you are a seer, look into the field of the circle. If you are a seer, notice the energy patterns that are being created in the center of our circle. Those of you who are not seers, continue to bring in, draw up this earth energy through the root, through your heart, and send it out into the circle and all about you. Is only half of it, beloveds. That is only the bottom half of it, beloveds. Send your pillar of light up now. Connect to the sun, the heart of the sun. You can do it with just a thought. It does not take long. It does not need a whole visualization. Just send your energy up. Intend to connect to the center of the sun. If you are a seer, notice the pillars of light now all about you in the circle. Breathe in. On the exhale, send the energy through the heart of the sun, deeper into space, connecting to the heart of the central sun. Breathing in. On the exhale, send the light through the heart of the central sun, deeper into space, connect to the great central sun now, the source portal of this universe. And now breathe down this solar light from the great central sun, through the central sun. Breathing it in and breathing it down through the sun. Breathing it down, this pillar of light, breathing the solar energy all the way down, now gently, slowly entering your crown. This golden solar energy, breathing it into your brow, your throat, and your heart. Circulating this solar energy now with the earth energy and your own heart energy around you, all about you, filling the space around you with this solar light, this earth light. The seers to look out around us now. Notice the energy patterns, what's happening here. For those of you who are not seers, reach out with your other senses, your hearing, your felt sense. Notice the movement, the shapes, the consistency of the air and the energy around you. I invite you to bring your awareness to the cocoon, the auric field around you. Notice the consistency, the texture. Notice the energy, the arrangement of your cocoon. Your teams of light are beginning to build the star energy into your auric field. This glittering energy from your home star, into your auric field, the skotesh anagatatish ut os umakieta kusum. Little dots of light. Little star, little star dots of light, little glitters like stars. In a grid of light, like a net, a grid of light around you, being built now to house and home the star energy from your home planet. This brings support now, the support from your home planet, the support from your family of light. Helping you to feel supported, helping to contain your own energy field and strengthen your energy field. A disc of light is moving through from your crown to your base, from the base to the crown, top of your head, bottoms of your feet, moving up, moving down. Bringing encoded information into your body, into your field, into your DNA. Your auric field is being sealed and contained, strengthened and fortified. Feel the containment of your auric egg. Feel the saturation and concentration of your soul frequency inside of this auric egg. Notice the colors, so many beautiful colors, like moving like aurora borealis inside of this auric egg. Some of you have a mix of greens, turquoises, blues, and violets. Some of you have hot pinks, golds, and oranges. Some of you have silvers, pearlescents, pinks. Some of you have darker violets. Some of you have some voidal frequency. Voidal frequency is black, dark, with pinpoints of white light. Voidal frequency is a frequency of unmanifest potential. It's a creative force like the womb, a space where all things are brought through into manifestation, this voidal energy. It is also a deep, deep love energy. Tap in now. Ask your guidance. Ask your inner self, your higher self, what colors are surrounding you now? And a great pillar of light is being anchored in the center of this circle now. It looks like a silver galaxy in the center, silvery sparks in the center, and then surrounded by blues and violets. This is a gift of resource, they say. Imagine your hands being held out as each of you are getting delivered into your hands, into the palms of your hands, a gift of resource. A gift of resource to help you build your life so that you can be of greater service, in greater comfort. Take this into your being, into your heart, as an energy package. What we wish to say to you, beloveds, is that there is no such thing as lack. There is no such thing as scarcity. It is an illusion. It is an illusion that has been created in your mind to keep you small and in a sense of limitation. The source of your being, that is in its essence life force, is all that there is. This life force energy is all that there is existing within you, within me, within all things. And there is no lack of life force. Life force merely transforms. It moves in and out of physicality. But there is no lack. There is life everywhere. There is life. In the deepest, darkest, dankest parts of the oceans, there is life. There is life on planets that cannot sustain physical life. There is life. There is life force energy. It does not look the way your physical eyes expect it to look. You cannot see it or sense it with your physical senses, but it is there. It is all about you. It is a field of energy everywhere present. You are living it. You are breathing it. We want you to imagine no lack, no scarcity, no limitations. This is one of the first and most important awakenings. Beginning to dissolve what seems to be keeping you imprisoned and unable to be who you truly are. We have much to teach you. We have much to share with you. On how to heal, how to transform, how to care for yourself. How to open the energy packages that are sealed within you. How to overcome the obstacles and the complexities that get in your path. But today we wish to leave you with this one idea, and that is the management of your own energy system is of the utmost importance. Learning to be able to come back to this point of empowerment that you feel now, this point of harmony, this frequency and strength and well-being and vitality that you feel in this moment, your ability to consciously co-create this sensation in your body, in your mind, in your emotions, and in your field is the highest priority to shifting everything. And so we invite you to seek out practices that will allow you to find a way to come back home to this frequency that is you. Now we're sharing a group container, but within that group container is your own concentration of your own soul signature around you. So it's intensified at the moment because you are in a group container. And we've all entrained into this frequency. But you can discover and strengthen and build your own home frequency within you and around you so that you can carry it and return to it at will. From this home frequency, you attract like frequency. You attract flow. You attract grace. That is the wrong terminology. You live in a higher state of grace because you're attuned to this higher frequency. And so grace occurs. And that is what we wish for you. To be lifted up in grace. So that you can do your work here. So you can do your service here in joy. In joy. For as we will transmute lack, we will also transmute struggle. Now there will always be initiations. There will always be obstacles placed before you by your own soul to strengthen what you already know and to move to the next level. That is what they are there for. They are not there to deter you. They are not there to victimize you. They are there to encourage you to pick up that extra heavy weight with your love, with your light, with your grace, and with the tools that you have acquired. That being said, there is no need to struggle. There is also no need to do it alone. For each of you have a team of light at your assistance. to help you lift some of the weight. That is not your karmic initiation. That is merely part of the earth plane, density. Again, take a long, deep breath in. And let us ask for that angelic assistance now for any area in your life where you are having difficulty. Invite the angels to move some of this energy for you, to lighten it, to bring opportunities and resources, synchronicities, and new ideas. And we see that there is also some here tonight who have some heaviness in their hearts. Some things that have been very difficult lately. Ask for some angelic assistance around this. And breathe love through your being to that part of yourself that's having a hard time. Wrap that part of yourself in love, in comfort, in encouragement. Know that it is only a part of yourself. Ask for this part of yourself to be cocooned in light now. Cocooned and held in light, cocooned and held in love. So their fears and insecurities can no longer pull you off of your center. We offer our humblest gratitude for all of you who have heard the call to step into this next awakening of your being through the activations that you have received here this evening and in the coming months. Each of these meetings will build upon the next. Will build your energy bodies, your strength, and your consciousness. We give thanks, we give thanks, we give thanks, and we ask that all that we have received here today be sealed by the divine. We give thanks, we give thanks, we give thanks, and ask that all that we have received here be sealed by the divine. And we ask each of the guides and angels of each person here to continue to watch over, guide, and protect each of our brothers and sisters on their journeys forward. Helping them to know without a shadow of a doubt that they are held, that they are supported, and they have a team of light behind them. Amen. Aho. We give thanks to the Galactic Federation. And all those who have assisted in this download. and dispensation. Amen. Aho.